Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you are listening to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com, just to name one of the, just a few of the places that we are transmitted. I am the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. And you know what? Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves from a healthcare challenge. So yesterday I was working with one of my clients who came to me back during the summertime. And she had quite a few healthcare challenges, but one of them being that she was 40 pounds overweight. And this happened because of her healthcare challenges, and she wasn't eating correctly, and she didn't have the energy to get up and move around. And another thing that happened, too, is that she had injured her knee a while back, and it really hadn't healed very well. And so it was all blown up and giving her all kinds of issues. So she really couldn't get out there and exercise and do anything to help her lose the weight. So she came to me, and I looked at her diet, and quite frankly, she really wasn't eating that poorly. She was not eating a lot of processed food. She wasn't going to the fast food restaurants. She wasn't going out and eating in a bunch of restaurants, just normal restaurants. She wasn't eating a lot of sugar or anything. But still, she wasn't eating in the way that her body could get the nutrients that it needed. So I adjusted her diet, put her on nutritional supplements that her body required. And lo and behold, in just a few weeks, she was feeling so much better. She had a lot of energy. And as the time has gone on, her healthcare challenges have slowly begun to go away. And she, without even exercising, because she couldn't exercise, lost 13 pounds. Well, this enabled her then to have the energy to go back to yoga, which is what she loved to do. So as a result, now her knee is not as inflamed as it used to be. So she can do the yoga postures and the weight is just starting to melt off. So I just love to see this. We're still working on a few other issues, but I am sure that in a few short weeks, she's going to be back to normal. And in a couple of months, she will have lost the 40 pounds that she needed to lose. And that just thrills me to death. So when you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and you want serious results from your healthcare program, then contact me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, themichellebondshow.com, or you can give me a call at 425-412-0202. That's 425-412-0202. Boy, have we got a show for you today. We have got Brian in the house. Hello, Brian.
Hello there, Michelle.
How are you doing today?
Very well.
Good, good. So am I. I'm so excited. I'm going to talk about microwaves today and also about other cooking tips. Because when you go out there and you buy organic foods, the worst thing you can do after you spend all that money on organic foods is to plop them and cook them in the microwave. So how do you cook your food? So not only organic foods, but all foods. What's the most healthiest way to cook the foods? So that leads me to what the bleep is that?
Michelle Bond's what the segment.
Okay, this whole show basically is going to be on what the bleep is that, microwaving foods. Now, I remember when they first came out, this was back, and I'm going to be dating myself. This is back in the late 70s, early 80s, and I was in college at the time. My parents got a microwave oven, and they were just hoo-hoo excited about it. And, you know, to be quite frankly, they do cook foods a lot faster, and they don't use as much electricity as conventional ovens. So everybody thought that they were just the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I remember coming home and cooking with a microwave oven, and I thought, my goodness, something is not right here, because they had me for dinner cook chicken in the microwave oven. Now, I love roasted chicken. You know, there's nothing better than the crispy skin on the roasted chicken, and when all the juices get all in there and permeate the meat, and it's just, you know, very flavorful. But I can tell you this, when that chicken came out of that microwave, it was not anything like a roasted chicken that was in a convection oven. First of all, it wasn't brown at all. The skin was like this glob of oily, greasy mess. And it really lacked flavor. Then if you had any leftovers, I can remember sticking the leftover chicken in the microwave and cooking it. And when it came out, the meat, especially around the breastbone, had turned, I mean, it was a totally different texture. It had turned into like this bone type of material that it was brittle. And so you could poke yourself with it. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I can remember looking at that thing going, oh, what is going on here? This just can't be right, you know. But anyway, the microwaves took off and everybody had them. In fact, 90% of homes have microwaves right now. And many, many restaurants, in fact, most restaurants have microwaves. So it's really hard to get away. And the reason why they do is because they are convenient. They cook food a lot faster than conventional ovens, supposedly, although I will blow that myth. And are more energy efficient, but there are ways you can get around that as well. So who invented the microwave ovens? Well, first of all, the microwave oven was invented by the Nazis, and they invented them to use in their mobile support operations, because if you had the microwave oven, you didn't have to worry about cooking fuels, and it also reduced the cooking time of the food. So when you're mass-producing foods to feed a whole army, this made it a lot easier for them to do, especially out there in the field when they were invading the Russians. So after the war, the Allies got a hold of the medical research done by the Germans. The Germans did do medical research to see if the microwave ovens were good for you. And then the Russians especially got a hold of some of the microwave ovens and have research on their biological effects. So in 1976, the Russians, the Soviet Union, banned their use based on the information that they gleaned from all their research, because they found that it was not good. But the ban has since been lifted. I don't know why that is, but it is. Okay. So then the issue is, okay, so that's how they got started. But how exactly do microwaves work? Well, I'll tell you. Microwaves are a form of electromagnetic energy that travels at the speed of light. And this is the same type of energy used to relay telephone signals, television programs, and computer information. And the ovens produce microwave radiation that interacts with molecules in food to cook it. It heats up the food by agitating its molecules, thereby damaging and deforming them. And when that happens, this is called structural isomerization. No, isomerism. I can't even say it, so you know it can't be good. Structural isomerism. And they cause frictional heat by using alternate current, AC, and that is not current that is found in nature. DC, or direct current, is used by the sun and by the planetary energies. That's found in nature, but this AC current that they're using to cook the food is not found in nature. And by using radiation, microwaves change and decay the molecular structure of the food. They create radiolytic compounds. See, again, I can't say it. Say you shouldn't be eating it. If you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't eat it. And these are not found in nature. Anyway, these compounds, which are created by the decay of food molecules as a result of radiation. So the radiation is actually decaying the food molecules. So microwaves really are radiation ovens. Okay? That's really what they are. That is not something that's a good eat, something that you want your food in. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to explore more about what's going on with these microwave ovens, how we can avoid them, and how can we cook our food in a very healthy and more efficient manner. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I am the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. And today we are talking about microwave ovens and their effect on food. And before the break, we discovered that microwave ovens are really radiation ovens, that they create radiolytic compounds, there I said it, which are created by the decay of food molecules as a result of radiation. So it is not very appealing. In 1991, there was a case in Oklahoma where a microwave oven was used to warm the blood for a blood transfusion. Now, this was done in a hospital to a surgery patient, and it's quite common for the blood, when a blood transfusion, to be warmed before it is put into the body, because you don't necessarily want all that cold blood going into the body. But the nurse decided to use a microwave to warm the blood instead of, I guess what they do is put it in warm water. That's what we used to do at the animal hospital. Well, unfortunately, the surgery patient died as a result of the microwave blood transfusion, because what happened was not only did the microwave warm the blood, but it changed its molecular composition, and it ended up killing the patient. So there are some studies out there that kind of break down why microwave food is not so good. And there's one that I want to talk about here. And this was done by Rom and Zelt. And this is a comparative study of food prepared conventionally and in the microwave oven. Now, I'm going to quote this. A basic hypothesis of natural medicine states that the induction into the human body of molecules and energies to which it is not accustomed is much more likely to cause harm than good. Microwave food contains both molecules and energies not present in food cooked in the way humans have been cooking food since the discovery of fire. Microwave energy from the sun and other stars is direct current based, or DC based. Artificially produced microwaves, including those in ovens, are produced from alternating current, AC, and force a billion or more polarity reversals per second in every food molecule they hit. Production of unnatural molecules is inevitable. Naturally occurring amino acids have been observed to undergo isomeric changes, which is a changes in shape morphing, as well as transformation into toxic forms under the impact of microwaves produced in ovens. One short-term study found significant and disturbing changes in the blood of individuals consuming microwaved milk and vegetables. 8 volunteers ate various combinations of the same foods cooked different ways. All foods that were processed through the microwave ovens caused changes in the blood of the volunteers. Hemoglobin levels decreased, and overall white cell levels and cholesterol levels increased. Lymphocytes decreased. So that is from the comparative study of food prepared conventionally and in the microwave oven, published by Rom and Zelt. Now, there are other studies, and this is one that is done by the Swiss clinical study, Dr. Hans-Ulrich Hertel, who worked as a food scientist for many years with one of the major Swiss food companies that does business on a global scale. And in 1991, he and a Louisiana University professor published a research paper showing that food cooked in microwave ovens could pose a greater risk to health than food cooked in the conventional means. And so what Dr. Hertel said is that leukocytosis, which cannot be accounted for by normal daily deviations, is taken very seriously by hematologists. Leukocytes are often signs of pathogenic effects on the living system, such as poisoning and cell damage. The increase of leukocytes with the microwave foods are more pronounced than with all other variants. It appears that these marked increases were caused entirely by ingesting the microwaved substances. So again, that is Dr. Hertel, who did a Swiss clinical study, and that's what they found, was that it really was not good. So now this is the way it works. So oxygen of the water molecules react most sensitively to the microwave. And this is how the microwave cooking heat is generated. Friction from this violence in water molecules, structure of molecules are torn apart, molecules are forcefully deformed, and that is called structural isomerism. Isomerism. See, I can't pronounce it. You shouldn't be eating it. And that's become impaired in quality. So people ask me, Well, you know, I really don't use a microwave except to heat my water for my coffee or my tea. Or I put my coffee in there because it got cold and I want to warm it up. Is that okay? And I say, absolutely not, because water is the most susceptible thing to the microwave energy. And it is actually the water in the foods that is getting heated up, that's cooking the foods. And so the water molecules are getting deformed as well as all the other molecules. So I'm sorry, but you just can't put your food in the microwave. The interesting thing, though, is that, or your water, heat your water in the microwave. In America, neither universities nor the federal government have done any tests on how microwave food affects our bodies. I don't know why, but they just haven't. The Swiss, Russians, and Germans have, and especially the Russians, as I mentioned. They've done scientific clinical studies on the effects of the consumption of microwave foods on our bodies. Furthermore, they've done studies on the effects of the energy field of microwaves and its exposure to humans. In all tests performed, they found these following results. First of all, meats, milk, and cereal grains, root vegetables, defrosted fruits, and vegetables all formed carcinogenic compounds. It affects the lymphatic system, causing the body to lose its ability to fight off tumors. It can cause cytomas, which are cancer cells in the blood. Microwave food causes stomach and intestinal cancerous growth and a gradual breakdown of the excretive and digestive systems. And this actually could be the reason why there is the epidemic colon cancer that we are experiencing in America, the U.S. today. And microwave foods compromise the nutritional makeup of all foods microwaved. Now, what about the energy fields? The energy fields exposure to the ovens, as well as transmission stations, you know, where you have your cell phone and all, cause a breakdown of life energy, a degeneration of cells in the blood and lymphatic areas. It negatively impacts our metabolism. It negatively impacts the nerve electrical circuits in the central and autonomic nervous systems. Microwave exposure causes a loss of vital energies in human plants and animals within a 50 meter radius. That's within a 50 meter radius. It also negatively impacts production and maintenance of hormones in females and males. The other thing is it negatively affects the brainwave patterns, which results in memory loss, inability to concentrate, loss of intelligence, interruption of your sleep patterns, and it increases emotional sensitivity. So what are people complaining about a lot these days? Being in a fog. They're being in a fog. They have memory loss. They can't remember things. They have an inability to concentrate. And what's happening is many, many people are being sleep deprived because their sleep patterns are interrupted. If you are suffering from any of these challenges, you might see if you are consuming microwave foods and also being affected by microwave, the rays that are being sent out with the ovens and with the radio towers. And if you are, then stop eating the microwave foods and avoid the radio towers if at all possible, and also the microwave ovens. Now, this is the interesting thing, because a lot of people will say, well, with the new technology on the microwave ovens, they don't really emit all those toxic radiation waves. That might be true, but this is what I had to say about that. If you're so concerned about being affected by the emissions from the microwave ovens, the radioactive emissions, then why are you eating food that has been cooked in them? I don't know. That's just a question I would ask. That's all I got to say about that. So this basically is not a very good thing. It's really not. I want to quote, give you some facts here about, some more facts about the microwave ovens. First of all, microwaving destroys vitamins 5 times more quickly than does regular cooking. Okay? Microwave broccoli loses 97% of its flavonoids, 74% of its synaptics, and 87% of its catechol-quinic derivatives. What the heck's all that? I'll tell you what that is. Those are all the antioxidant compounds that are in broccoli. So if you're microwaving your broccoli, hey, baby, you are losing the majority of its nutrients and its antioxidant powers. And that's the reason why you're eating your broccoli. Okay? We have to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about more reasons why you might not want to be microwaving, and then what can you do instead of microwaving. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me who had been suffering from debilitating migraines since he was a small child. He would get them at least once a week and sometimes be out of commission for 4 to 5 days. He tried everything the doctors recommended, but nothing worked. He could only get relief from taking high doses of Advil, and that was beginning to run a toll on his kidneys, liver, and stomach. He finally came to me, and through diet, nutritional supplements, herbs, and emotional release programs, we were able to get them under control. He now only gets them maybe once or twice a year, and when he does, they are manageable. He is thrilled to get his life back and live it more normally. When you are ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show Awakened to a New Reality will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you're putting into your body, and we are talking about microwave ovens today and why you might not want to eat microwave food. So in this segment, we're going to continue on with why you might not want to eat microwave foods and then what you can do about it. How you can cook your food healthfully. Okay, So here is another reason why you might not want to eat microwave foods. Male and female hormone production is shut down and or altered by continually eating microwave foods. So think about that. Messes with your hormones. Several American laboratories have found that low-level exposure to microwaves can cause cumulative effects to the eyes, resulting in cataracts. So, there you go. If you are suffering from cataracts, well, that's not the only thing that can cause cataracts, but that might be one of the reasons why you're getting cataracts. So, you might not want to be microwaving your food anymore. Microwaves break down bacteria digesting enzymes in breast milk. So a lot of people with newborn babies, especially the parents, are exhausted. So instead of heating the water up in hot water, using warm water to heat up the water, putting the bottle in hot water, they'll stick it in the microwave. And that's not a good thing because it does break down the bacterial digesting enzymes in the breast milk. And babies do rely on the enzymes from the breast milk to establish their healthy inner ecosystem that digests the food. So it helps them with their digestion and helps them absorb the nutrients and protects against pathogens. So it's very important that you don't microwave your baby's food. All right, so those are some of the facts of microwaves. Okay, why they're not so good for you. All right, so let's just summarize these real quickly. First of all, if you're continually eating foods cooked in a microwave oven, it causes long-term permanent brain damage because it shorts out the electrical impulses in the brain. So actually what it does is it demagnetizes and depolarizes the brain tissue. The human body cannot break down the unknown byproducts that are created from microwaved foods. The effects of microwave food byproducts that we just mentioned are long-term and permanent within the human body. Minerals, vitamins, and nutrients of all the microwave food are reduced and then they're altered so that the human body gets very little benefit or even no benefit from the compounds, and it cannot be broken down. The compounds that are put off by the microwave ovens cannot be broken down by the body. The minerals in vegetables are altered into free radicals. And we know what free radicals are. Free radicals are carcinogenic. Microwave foods cause stomach and intestinal cancerous growths. And that could be why. Like we said, there could be a lot of colon cancer in the United States today. And if you eat microwave foods a lot, it can cause cancerous cells to increase in your blood. Now, again, continual eating of the microwave foods causes immune system deficiencies because it causes blood serum and lymph gland alterations. And again, eating microwave food causes loss of memory, loss of emotional instability, loss of concentration, and a decrease in intelligence. So these are all the reasons why the microwave food is not a good thing to be consuming and why you probably don't want to use your microwave. So what do you do? Well, this is the thing, is when I found out about all this, I, of course, just continued using my microwave and I bought a toaster oven. I spent a few bucks and I got a pretty decent toaster oven. And what I found is that by using that toaster oven, I can heat up the foods really as quickly as I can in the microwave. Of course, if you're buying processed foods, frozen foods, which I don't suggest you do, but if you are and you want to cook it, take it out of the container that it comes in, because in the toaster oven, that plastic container is going to melt. You shouldn't be cooking in plastic anyway. And put it in a glass container or stainless steel or ceramic, a good one, and just stick it in your toaster oven and cook it. Okay, and instead of heating your water in the microwave, you can get an instant hot that you put at your sink. And the benefit to the Instant Hot is not only do you have hot water right then and there for your tea or coffee or whatever you're making, but you can also have it filtered, put a filter on it, and then you have your Instant Hot that's filtered, so you're not getting the fluoride and the chlorine that's in a lot of the tap water that is there today and the pathogens, because the filter would take that off. Then, if that's not easy for you to do, because maybe you live in an apartment or something like that, what you can do is you can get, in England, they have these hot water heaters, these little pots, and they are electric, and you fill them with water, and you stick them on this hot plate, and it heats it up immediately. I mean, like in a few seconds, you've got boiling water. Well, they sell those now in the United States, so go get you one of those, and just put your hot water in that. Now, a lot of people say, well, my coffee gets cold. I make it a pot of it, and I don't want to leave it sitting there on the coffee maker. So it gets cold, so then they pour the coffee into the mug, and then they throw it in the microwave and heat it up. Well, instead of doing that, take your coffee while it's hot and put it in a thermos. Make sure it is not a plastic-lined thermos or an aluminum-lined thermos, but a stainless steel thermos, and pour your coffee in that or your hot beverage, whatever you want to keep warm. And it'll stay warm. If you get a good thermos, it'll stay warm overnight. I've had one stay warm for 24 hours. It was a really, really good thermos, but it will. You could also get yourself an induction cooktop. I know those can be rather expensive, but if you're going to be remodeling or doing anything like that, you might look into getting an induction cooktop. Not only are these energy efficient, but they use magnetic energy to heat up the food, which is totally different from the radiation. And it's non-toxic. It doesn't put off any emissions, and it will heat up food like there's nobody's business. I tell you, it is so fast. But if that's not an option, just put the food in a stainless steel pan and stick it on the stove and heat it up. I tell you, it really does not take any more time to do that than it does to stick it in the microwave. So you just have to think differently. That's all you have to do. And these are very easy things to do. The other thing you might want to do, because a lot of people like to defrost their food in the microwave oven, which I actually, even when I use the microwave oven, I never really liked doing that because it would take forever and you're always having to turn the food around, you know, stop the microwave oven, turn the food around, flip it and do all this kind of stuff. And it was just like, oh, forget it. But anyway, instead of doing that, just try to plan ahead, maybe, you know, and realize, okay, if you're going to be eating frozen food the following night, then take it out that night and start defrosting it. Another thing you can do if you forget is you can take the food and you put it in warm water for about an hour, and that will defrost the food. Or if you totally forget, instead of going and picking up that pizza or going to that restaurant and getting takeout, go to the grocery store and get yourself a piece of fish or a boneless, skinless piece of chicken breast, organic, of course, or some organic grass-fed beef, and you can cook that very quickly. It takes just a few minutes to cook the fish. The chicken breast, maybe 15 minutes. You want to make sure that the juices run clear, but that doesn't take any time. And organic grass-fed beef, if you overcook it, it's going to be tough. So that takes no time to cook that at all. Put compound butter on it if you don't have time to make a marinade and have it marinated. Just have a compound butter or put some seasoning on it, some Southwest seasoning, whatever you've got. Chili powder works good. Curry powder, whatever. Just make something up and just throw it on there. And you don't really need the microwave. It'll cook very, very fast. If you're going to be going out to get the pizza, or you're going to be going out to get the takeout food from the restaurant, you're going to be going out anyway. So you just might as well go to the grocery store and get you something healthy. Okay? Yes. And so that is some of the tips that I have here for what to do instead of using your microwave. And it's really not that hard. I mean, it seems like maybe it is because we're asking you to change your way of doing things in your way of thinking. But once you get that down, they're very simple steps. Once you get them down, they become habit. And then you go, well, why did I ever use the microwave to begin with? You know, seriously. So here's some other tips for cooking. If you want to have food that tastes really, really good, one of the key things, and the most important thing, is to make sure you're using fresh, organic ingredients. That is going to give you the best food. And I'm not talking about the thing you got in the freezer that you pull out and it's got freezer burn all over it, and now you're going to cook it and you are going to expect it to taste fabulous. It's really not. Throw it out. So get yourself fresh food wherever possible and as close to its natural state as possible. Frozen is always better than canned. After I just said that, frozen is always better than canned. So if you can't get fresh vegetables, the frozen vegetables are better to choose over the canned vegetables. Because the canned vegetables are going to have aluminum in them because the aluminum from the canned can leaches into the food. And it also has a lot of salt in it and BPAs. So you want to stay away from the can. I know that's kind of hard when you're making spaghetti sauce and tomatoes aren't in season. You'll go and to the store and you won't be able to really get tomatoes. So you'll see all these canned tomatoes, even organic canned tomatoes. Stay away from those. Buy the tomatoes that are in the glass jar. You'll be doing yourself a favor there. And you really want to be using, when you have your leftovers, you really want to be using glass containers or stainless steel containers or ceramic containers to store them in. Some people say, okay, you can use plastics that are free from PVCs and phthalates, but to tell you the honest to God truth, I've checked a lot of those plastics and they still have it in there. So I know it's hard to avoid all that, but if you really want to be really healthy, use glass containers. But if you have to use plastic, then make sure you eat broccoli on a regular basis because that will help detox your body from the effects of the plastic. And a huge one is one that we're going to talk about when we come back because we have to take a quick break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. We'll be right back.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Today we're talking about microwave ovens and why you might not want to use them and ways that you can prepare your foods healthily. Is that a word, healthily? Yes, I think it is. So I was given some tips. Basically, to recap, don't use a microwave oven. Get yourself a toaster oven. Put stuff on the stove and heat it up. Get yourself a thermos to keep your coffee hot. Or get an instant hot on your sink that can be filtered. Those are just a few of the tips. So now we're talking about ways to cook your food and the methods that are healthy. One of the big ones, and I see this a lot all over the place. When you watch your food shows on TV, when you go to your neighbor's house or whatever, it runs rampant. And that is people use aluminum cooking vessels. You see it all the time in restaurants. Whenever you're doing a barbecue, you see that happening. You need to avoid aluminum cooking vessels of any kind, and that even means aluminum foil. Because what happens is the aluminum, which is a heavy metal, leaks in to your foods, and then you eat it, and it gets inside your body, and it causes all kinds of problems. The amalgams, it's just not good. It's just very highly toxic, and it plays a number on your brain, okay? So it has definitely been linked to Alzheimer's, and we have more Alzheimer's than we've had before. And I have a feeling a lot of it has to do with people using the aluminum vessels to cook with. Okay, this is the thing, because people say, well, aluminum is really good for conducting heat. And so you see it especially a lot in cookie sheets. So what I do and what I recommend is get one of those, if you have aluminum cookie sheets, get one of those mats and put it down on the cookie sheet. You know, there's ones that roll up and they're from France. And you can find them usually at Costco. Put that on the cookie sheet and then put parchment paper on top of that to make your cookies or roast whatever it is you're roasting. If you're roasting your vegetables, your squash, whatever, do that. So don't use the aluminum foil. What another thing is that when you're making lasagna or casseroles, or even if you're cooking your meat slowly in the oven to make a barbecue, they'll say to wrap it in aluminum foil. Do not do that. Instead, you have, well, of course, your lasagna, you're not going to be putting that in aluminum foil, but they always say to cover it with aluminum foil. So use a ceramic or a glass dish for that and for your, or stainless steel for cooking your meats and your casserole dishes. And when it calls for aluminum foil over the top, take a piece of parchment paper, yes, you heard me, natural parchment paper, and put it over the top. Then you can put the aluminum foil over it, and then the aluminum will not leach into your food. So that's what you want to do. And you also want to avoid, and this is another huge one, nonstick cooking products. You want to avoid all nonstick cooking products. And, you know, the thing of it is that when I found out about this, I went crazy in my kitchen. I threw away all my aluminum stuff. I threw away my nonstick pans, and it was kind of hard to do because I am a foodie and I love to cook. So I had some pretty nice stuff that I had to get rid of. I didn't actually throw them away. I took them to the Salvation Army. But anyway, then I had to go and buy new stuff. Well, it was kind of hard to find that. I mean, it's just everywhere. Everything's got nonstick. But if you look hard enough, you'll be able to find it. And I would recommend y'all do that, because what happens is with the nonstick products, no matter, even if it's a high quality nonstick product, there are toxins in that nonstick product, that coating that they put on there to make it nonstick, that leaches into your food and it is not good for you to consume. So then I get this. Well, what about when I fry an egg or I make an omelet or I make scrambled eggs and the eggs stick to the pan, well, guess what? The reason why the eggs are sticking to the pan is not because you're using a pan that has does not have the nonstick coating on it. It's because you're cooking it at too high of a temperature. So you need to lower the temperature on that puppy. And by the way, when you cook eggs at a really high temperature, it makes them tough and rubbery. So if you've ever had your fried egg come out and you're wondering why the white is just like, I don't know, rubbery and it's not very good, it's because you cooked it at too high of a temperature. So lower down. Eggs are meant to be cooked at a low temperature. And you put that puppy on low. You can put it on medium when you are trying to heat up the pan and heat up the oil, but you put that egg in there and immediately turn it down to low. Even if it takes a little longer to cook, it's not going to stick and it's going to be fine and it's going to be good for you. Then the other tip, and this is going to be the final tip because we got to do philosophy tip of the day, is do not cook over 375 degrees. And the reason why is because oils tend to go rancid, most of them at 395 degrees. I have even lowered that down. When I roast at 360 degrees. If you have a convection oven, you turn that little puppy on the convection on there, and you do not have to be doing this roasting at 425 degrees, which turns your food into a carcinogenic element. You can cook at 360, 365 and roast your food, even your chicken, and it'll come out done. It'll come out crisp, it'll come out moist, it'll be good, and it won't be a carcinogenic. Okay, that is it on the food tips, because it is time for us to do the philosophy tip of the
day. And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, a lot of you have heard me talking about the Mighty I Am presence and how you need to rediscover who your presence is, your Mighty I Am. Because the Mighty I Am is a treasure chest of all your abundance, whatever that may be, whatever you desire in your life. And I've had people contact me saying that they've been hitting their head up against a brick wall, going out there constantly. They've suffered from a lot of loss, and they're hitting their head up against the wall, trying to regain the money that they've lost, or whatever it is they've lost, trying to regain what they have lost. And they keep running into brick walls. And the reason why, basically, is because you kind of need to understand and really reconnect with the I Am presence. Because when you do, and if you do certain techniques that allow the outer, that's what you, all that activity that you're doing, you're constantly going out there, hitting your head, you're just constantly to doing yourself to death, and you're hitting your head. You've got to step back, recognize where your treasure chest is coming from, recognize your I Am presence, and by doing that, you will release the energy of the I Am presence to work through you so that when you go out there to accomplish something, you will be able to accomplish it instead of spinning your wheels. Now, how do you do that? Well, that's what this philosophy tip of the day is about. And this comes from the Ascended Master's instruction, Discourse Number 11, page 97. If we take a firm, unyielding determination to accept nothing but the mighty presence of God and that activity of the light, we are drawing into powerful action the divine will. However, I think it is more readily understood by using this term determination, for that cannot be misunderstood. This, I am sure, will help greatly the students that come under this radiation. There is only one energy that can be used, and that is the life principle in the individual, which is God's energy. Therefore, when individuals aim through the attention and determination to use this energy constructively, then they have entered into the fullness of the outer activity that will loose the inner activity to do the work. Students so often unknowingly drop into the mental attitude that they of the outer have to do certain things when the true activity is to but keep the attention centered upon that mighty inner God power, which is the only presence that can ever achieve any permanent results. So how do you do that? I'm going to give you two decrees that will help you do that. First of all, you say to yourself when you drop in, I give all power to the I Am presence, which I am, and I refuse with determination acceptance to anything else ever again. I give all power to the I Am presence, which I am, and I refuse with determination acceptance to anything else ever again. I do, no, this is decree number two. I do accept the full activity of my mighty I Am presence. I do accept the full activity of my mighty I Am presence. Say those two decrees every day, in the morning when you wake up, in the middle of the day, and in the night before you go to sleep. And that will help you get in touch with your I Am presence that can come through and give you the results you want. We've got to go. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We'll see you next week. Take care and have a prosperous week, everybody. God bless you.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me who had been suffering from debilitating migraines since he was a small child. He would get them at least once a week and sometimes be out of commission for 4 to 5 days. He tried everything the doctors recommended, but nothing worked. He could only get relief from taking high doses of Advil, and that was beginning to run a toll on his kidneys, liver, and stomach. He finally came to me, and through diet, nutritional supplements, herbs, and emotional release programs, we were able to get them under control. He now only gets them maybe once or twice a year, and when he does, they are manageable. He is thrilled to get his life back and live it more normally. When you are ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.